Thank you.
So we good?
Yes. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay, June 16th at 6:40-ish PM. I call this meeting to order the Klondike Board of Trustees. So let's start tonight with a word of prayer. Quentin, would you mind opening us up in a word of prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father God, we just thank you for tonight and just thank you for all the many blessings that you've given us. Father, we just thank you for the rain for our land. And Father, just thank you for letting us be here and serve our community and the school in this capacity. Father, we just thank you for Mr. Lowry being here. And Father, we just know you have big things planned for our school and for him. And also thank you for Mr. McLaren, all the years that he put in here, Father. We just pray that his retirement is enjoyable, Father, and just pray that his health concerns, Father, that you just have all that in your hands, Father, and you just watch over him. Father, we just love you so much. Thank you for all you do for us. And just be with us during this meeting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Clinton.
Thank you.
Well, let's take a moment and review the previous meetings. May 11th, May 19th, 21st, 26th, and 27th.
You were busy.
We find those to be true and correct. We just need a motion and a second, and we'll get those approved.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
We've got a motion and a second to approve those minutes as presented. All in favor? None opposed. Kelly? I'm going to take her time to look the bills over. See if there are any questions on those. Give a motion and a second to approve those as well.
Do we have to replace the unit in the concession? The
air conditioner
mini split?
Unit? Yeah.
We put a mini split in there because the other one wasn't, it wouldn't
get it cool.
Wasn't big enough.
It wasn't.
Wasn't big
it
enough.
It was hot in there.
Yeah.
I've walked in there a couple of times during football season.
So it was just an addition. It wasn't a new one because I'm thinking, man, yeah, that good. We just put it's that good. In there.
Yeah.
So it was an addition.
Right.
That mini split's actually bigger than the unit that was on it. And the unit that was on it was supposed to cool the bathrooms too.
Yeah.
But if you turn that air fryer on, that warmer on,
oh,
yeah. It was just like it was cooler when it was 100 degrees outside.
Right.
But that's gonna help a lot inside.
Yeah. Cooling the kitchen is completely different.
Yeah, the ice cream side had no problems with that same unit, but the ice cream side just has
got cold stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did a good job putting that in where they put it.
Good. Got a motion by Quentin to approve the bills as presented.
I'll second it.
Cody seconded. All in favor? None opposed. So to address the board. Randy, would you like?
No, he's on the
later.
You're later. I'm sorry. I got ahead of us then.
Did you want to say anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know Carter does.
No.
Let me do mine first and then you can do yours.
Okay.
On the reports, the first one there is Carry Services. Carry Services is a company out of, I believe it's out of Lubbock. And what they want to do is...
There it is.
Basically have a maintenance agreement with us on for our units, our HVAC units. And they came and talked to me and Evaristo here probably about 3 weeks ago. And they sounded real good and everything. I mean, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do this. And then they sent us the...
Deal.
The quote.
The quote, yikes.
And it was a lot. So I told them, I said, well, this is something I'll have to get my board to agree to. And if y'all want to do it, we'll have to do it at, Mr. Lowry, we'll do it at a later...
I hadn't seen that one, but I'll
need to. ...board meeting. But my opinion, it's way too much. Way too much. I mean, and Evaristo... He told me, he said, Mr. McLaren, he goes, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I can do it. I said, that's fine with me. I mean, they won't, I don't know.
$40,000.
Well, that's the cheap one.
Yeah.
The other one is $78,000 a year, and then it keeps going up 3% for 3 years. Mm. And I'm just like, and then he said, we'll come out and we'll change your filters. We'll do this. We'll make sure that, you know, we can make
once a month.
Well, just whenever they needed changing, they'd come out and change them. And I said, well, is that the cost of the filters too? And he said, yes. And so, but after they left and me and Evaristo, we talked and we're like, you know, that's not a bad idea, you know. And then we got the quote in and I was like, called him in. I was like, he looked at it and he's like, I can do this. I said, okay. He goes, me and Mr. Molina can do this. I said, all right. But I told him I would bring it to the board, and I brought it to the board. And if you don't want to do it, I'll be happy to call him tomorrow and tell him that you didn't want to do it. And if you do, then we'll have to put it on the agenda for July. But my recommendation is not to do it.
Evaristo's the man.
Yeah.
Some of their language reminds me of an extended warranty.
Yes, yeah.
On the car, so,
yeah. And he alluded to that as the same thing. It's kind of like getting an extended warranty for your car.
Yeah. So we know how that works out. Okay, we'll put that on the shelf.
Okay. Now here's the one for $79,000.
This one's too much. I don't need to see that.
Okay. Next, Mr. Brandt would like to visit with y'all about manholes.
What I've found, I'm just pulling up a seat like I did.
Pull up a chair.
There's a couple that Seminole is that moved out of their fleet. And I know the guy that did the maintenance on them. They're the same age as ours. Of course, you know, no seatbelts, which that's one of those things, if it comes down the pipeline, we're going to have to deal with. But the guy that's been servicing them is willing to go service them with the guy that purchased them from Seminole. He was trying to buy all three of them. He ended up buying one. The other two went to a machinery guy in Seminole. But I believe right now he's asking $35,000 apiece. Now, they are going to need a little bit of work as far as the air conditioner goes, but I was just curious on something like that. Like, it's the same age as our bus. Our van hole's been a blessing to this school. It makes everything very convenient. You don't see a lot of used ones out there. It's got about the same miles. You know, we've got about $100,000 in the one that we got. I think we could be in one of these before the sticker kit for around 50. And I just wanted to see if it's something that I should go look at, and we would strongly consider, you know. To me, it's not worth going if we don't want to do it and wasting our time. But if it's something that, yeah, let's like roll that in, I think it's going to be good, like, as far as having a backup manhole. I think it'd be good as far as, like, the football's got one, volleyball's got one, if everything's rolling good, like, you know, just keeping everything, you know, it's easier when they just aren't swapping it around in the field trip stuff. Like, when we go to Abilene, that thing is night and day easier. Carlsbad trips, they're just good all-around deals. Like, they're million-mile buses. These ones got around 200,000 like ours do. And I just don't think we're going to find a cheaper one. But I've got an opportunity with a guy that's been servicing them to go over to Seminole and look at them. And I was just curious what you guys thought as far as if that's something that would be in our wheelhouse. You know, a new one's 700,000, so.
So they're asking 35 each?
They're asking 35 each. One's got a little bit less miles. The more I talk to this guy that's been mechanicking on them, he's more leaning towards the one that would be more like, this is the one that you guys can just roll. And so I'm more on that side of it. Like, I don't know if we need three. We don't have a place to cover these manholes in the first place. Like, but they've just been super. They've been super great. The coaches love them. Like, that Thomas bus that we have that's almost new, it sits unless someone absolutely has to get in it just because of how nice the manholes are to drive and the, you know.
But everybody uses them, even the little kids when you go to real trips.
Well, we try to keep the kids on yellow buses or, you know, but that to be something that they get to experience when they get older.
But when you said you went to Abilene.
But if we're going to the zoo and stuff, that bus gets their, like, you know.
Yeah.
It saves 20 minutes on the deal. No, it's not just for athletics. You know, it's one of those things. I've taken the ag kids on the Thomas bus. Like, you know, it could be one of those things. If, you know, if they've got a big competition, like, we'll drive them in it. But it's the Van Hill does get to where it's like, which way is this going? Is this going boys' way or girls' way during playoff time? Which isn't a huge deal. Like, we've got buses. But if something happens to that Van Hool and the airbag goes out that morning or whatever, like, it'd just be, I mean, that's kind of cheap insurance to have a backup one, in my mind. So I was just going to present it to y'all, like, you know, I saw it. I'd heard about it a while back, and that guy didn't know where they ended up. Well, then I found them, and this guy's got the two for sale. There's people interested, people like Autumn Midland doing party bus stuff and things like that, but nobody's really just like, all right, we're gonna go on them. So, and it's one of those things, if we make a decision, like, if they're not there once we get to that situation, like, they're gone. I mean, to come back to y'all in a month and be like 100%, like 50,000 would, you know, would fix it and do everything, well, then they might be down the road too. So I didn't know what it would take to approve a situation like that. I don't want to get there and be like, let's buy it no matter what. Like, if it's not right, I'm good with scratching it.
So 100%. And you think just a wrap would do the outsides? And make
It's already white. It's not. Okay. So, and it's got Seminole all over it. But what Seminole did is they got new stuff, and this is just rolling out the backside. So,
okay.
They never allowed a Coke on them. Like, the guy said they're immaculate inside. So, I just wanted to make sure that we'd be on the same page if I go and, you know, look at these, and if we're at the point where we can decide, yeah, we're going to write a check on one and make it roll. Obviously, we're going to have to undecal it, redecal it. But, you know, I mean, I think if we were to go back in time before we had a Van Hool when we bought that one, we'd do that all over again at 100. So I'm just kind of thinking, man, they're not going to come up a lot. A lot of that stuff's going to end up back in whatever, whoever's bus lot and go to. You know, you just don't see them around just available to just go purchase like that. So I just wanted to bring it up because I think it would be one of them things that it would get used, and it'd be good to have a backup. I mean, they are 200,000-mile buses in all reality.
So explain the seatbelt deal. We passed that deal for
So we're exempt on all that. I still haven't heard back. We did the reporting. I haven't heard back through – Sentinel did the report. The funding and everything, the grant money and all that stuff is going to come down the pipeline, like what they're going to get, you know, try to push for all these seatbelts. There's been a lot of talk about extensions. There's been a lot of I mean, it's still up in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, so at the same time, with 47 other states not doing it, like, we can deal with vandals right back out to a national bus sale.
Deal's gonna
okay.
Go you know what
that was my question. Are we going to get stuck with these?
No, so it's us, California, and who's the third one that I said? Florida. Every other state in the country doesn't care what they're, I mean, doesn't care that those school buses don't have seatbelts. So, you know that when you get into the national bus sale stuff, yeah, you can roll it back out. I mean, that might be a similar thing. Like, people are worried about that, and they're like, why would we buy one without one right now? Maybe that's why they're the price they are, too.
That's what I was wondering. That's why they're discounted.
We give
yeah, if they're kind of tapping brakes now.
$75,000 or $80,000, wasn't it? Do you? We give like $75,000 or $80,000 for that other one.
I think it was right at 80.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 75, and then we painted it, yeah. And then we decaled it, and then it needed some tires. The good thing about this one is I can go over there. This, you know, I've still been talking to this mechanic that came out. He actually did an AC unit on ours. He's a mobile guy, on our Thomas bus. It's been messed up since it was new. Never really figured out what it was, and this guy diagnosed it. Figured out what it was. Went through our vanhole. He was with Van Hill for 20 years, and he's going to go over there with me at that bus. And he's like, I know it needs a compressor seal. It's been sitting up. It's dried out, but we'll go through the whole thing. And so at that point, he's kind of in the talks with that guy that owns them of doing that work and having that guy pay him or whatever the situation. So, I mean, if it's something that we're interested in, like 100% interested in, and I get over there and it's good, I mean, I'm suggesting, like, okay, let's make the deal with that guy, and then we'll deal with the mechanic. But, you know,
or you get over there and it's not what
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, and I'm 100%, like, if it's not something I'd bring home for us, I ain't bringing it up here. Like, you know. Yeah.
So you need a consensus.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what I need. I'm not familiar enough with how the situation works.
A blessing.
But, like, if we can't vote, I can't go. Yeah. I can't go write a check for it. I don't know. Well,
we can just talk about it, and so let's just go around the table. I'll give my opinion. I think if it's a good deal on the bus, and we're probably going to need it and use it, I would say this is my opinion. Let's check it out. If it's good, let's.
I just don't know what we'd have to do if that's the point. Like, if it's good and it's like we need to do it, then what do we do to get that to that point?
We'd have to put it on the agenda for next month.
Yeah.
So then we're waiting a month.
But you
need to lock it down. I mean, if that's what,
that's what I'm wondering. Like, how do we lock it down? Do we say like the school district can give you $4,000 as a deposit or something that wouldn't need to get approved or?
Well, that
out of your pocket.
That's fine as long as I get eight back.
We'll pay you back.
We got that. There's
I just didn't know how it worked. You know, like finding new stuff like this, like. Well, I do it all the time for my kids, my family itself. Like, the deals like that, like, if you're going to wait.
It's on here.
It could be gone. It's the same deal we kind of ran into with the tall van. We needed to get quotes on the tall van, but we had to buy a used tall van. Well, by the time we'd ever get it all the way around the paperwork, the tall van's not there anymore.
Yeah.
So then we're starting over. So I didn't know if there was a situation where we could, like, you know.
Steve? When we did our budget, wasn't there a line item in there to buy
an expedition?
And could we not
change
that?
Which I was going to ask you guys about the expedition too tonight, but that's
it's in there.
But that's a whole nother thing. I was just going to discuss like what I think we need. You know what it looks like that we need from our standpoint, and it's not a rush. I just.
I'm sorry, but I was going to say I think we could if you want to use that $80,000 for that. Vanhool
could do that.
We could do that,
and we wouldn't have to approve nothing
because it's already in the budget.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. We just have to change it
to
code.
I don't know if we have to amend it.
I was gonna say it may just say vehicle.
We won't have to amend it, but I mean we'd have to just.
I think all it says in there is a vehicle.
Yeah, but what's the?
It's 80,000.
Code.
Pretty sure.
But the only problem was it was in the sports.
Oh, it says expedition
budget part of it. I don't know.
I don't know if it was in the sports one.
It was in the 36 code.
Okay.
Well, which was athletics, extracurricular.
Right. So it would still go
for it's extracurricular.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying this is like something that we have to, like, and, you know, absorbing this longer, like seeing them right away, I'm like, God, that's cheap for a couple of, like, really good quality buses. You know, and at first I was almost like,
no, why wouldn't you own both?
Yeah, I'm like, why wouldn't you own them both? But the more, like, you know, we don't know what the seatbelt thing's going on. One of them, I mean, shoot, if something happens to our other one, let's say a valve drops, like $40,000 isn't going to fix the valve in that engine. So now you're like, okay, this one just swapped it out. But, you know, I mean, I think it would get, you know, 100% every time the field trips go, if everything's up and running on both of them, which it should be all the time. We don't have any problems with boys and girls going separate directions in the Van Hools, like, and it's just, as far as the coaches with the CDLs driving them, like, 100% they're like, that's the cat's meow, like. I think it's a lot of bus for the money. And, I mean, I think it's worth the...
You wanted 35 for each of them?
He wanted 35 each, yeah.
What do you think, Kelly?
I think we need to do it. I think we need to go check it out.
Cody?
I would say look into it.
Kyle?
Same.
Quite good with it.
Justin. I think one. I don't know if we...
Yeah, the more I've sat on it, like, A, we can't cover one of them right now with our buildings the way that they're built. Like, they're too tall. Mm-hmm. Once they air up, like, you might can sneak them in, but once they air up, coming back out. So my thing is, like, how many of them do you want sitting around that can't be covered too?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, but I just know $40,000 as far as even repairs on one of ours, like, something could get, that transmission goes, you're talking whatever. But I just feel like it would be something that would be very beneficial to just.
I think check it out. See?
Check it out.
I mean, and if I get there and it's like, man, it's going to need all the tires. Yeah. It's going to be whatever. Like, yeah. And I'm saying that could be a case. Like, I probably should have went and put my eyes on it, but I was trying to wait on this mechanic a little bit too, because I'm like, he's the one that's been around them and knows them. So.
What would it take to get them covered? I mean, we have just, to build a whole separate deal, or is there a way to raise what we got?
I think it's easier to rebuild one than it is to.
I'm going to say, you could probably build a carport thing. That,
well, if we build something to cover them, like,
you don't want something,
it might be just as beneficial to build it down by the field house somewhere and back them in down there, and it'd be like, now they're all the weather, you know. As far as a carport or something.
First things first, let's investigate it.
Yeah. So, like I said, I just didn't know what I needed to do in my place. Like, if this is a good deal and it is going to go,
just,
like, to be able to say the green light, and obviously I'm not going to write the check out of my, you know.
Take your
and I don't think I can sign the school's check, even if they gave me one. So,
sure you can. Whether it'll go very far, but you can do it.
Don't let me forget that. Talking about.
Okay.
But that's my thing is, like, if we get there and it is good, like, they're going to go. Like, either that mechanic's going to invest in them himself and sell them to some of the people he knows in San Antonio or whatever. But right now he's like, hey, Carter, like, you know, you're the one that found them back up. Like, let's figure out what your board thinks and let's go over there and I'll make sure it gets 100% before you roll with it. I need to check back with him again to see what he was supposed to go over there and work on them no matter what we decided. I don't know how far that's gone, you know, whether that guy's willing to put. I think what that guy did is he bought them from Seminole for like $20,000 or $25,000 a piece. Like, put a bid in on them.
Got them.
And kind of outbid this guy that I've been in contact with, that mechanic. So finding them back, because when he said that, I was like, God dang, dude. Not. But then, here they come back around. So.
I think check it out.
I mean, I think a lot of school districts too are going to be like,
how would we do that?
But I'm not scared to work on it, so I don't.
Because we need to pay for it.
You've been around one now for.
Yeah, and we've been around one. It's 1 year older. It's the same interior. It's the same stuff. Like, we should be able to make it roll just like we do ours.
Approval, so it's okay. I think it just
sounds good. If it's already in the budget,
take a check with you
and just turn it out.
Yep. Check it out.
Sounds like
a. I mean, I wouldn't do it without telling one of them first,
one
and then they can
come around all
pass
time.
It on to y'all.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to see a lot of them. Not that I watch for them, but.
So it's pretty easy.
I mean, mm-hmm. It's not gonna, yeah, if I see one pop,
I think it's just a matter of printing the check, which is not a big deal. I'm just not supposed to do one.
I just talk about
over a certain amount.
Right, after 10,000.
Yes, yeah, correct.
He wants to talk to you about
On the expedition thing, Mr. McLaren did ask me, like, if there's anything that I needed in the budget, and last year I did tell him an expedition would be good. Obviously, I think we always carry an expedition for if we have one wrecked or whatever, you know, we need to get one. This year, I suggested to put the enough money for two of them in the budget. I'd like to start rolling one in a year and rolling one. Like, right now, our 2016s have 120,000 miles apiece. There's no adaptive cruises. It's plain Jane cars, which is fine. But I'm a little bit worried that you get them in Austin or wherever else, and then we're going to get them when something's going to start happening. I mean, you're going to start having
when they start.
So I was thinking if we rolled one in a year, like roll it through, like making Mr. Lowry's car, and then take the principal's car, superintendent's car, and roll it into the fleet that's already got some miles on it, and roll that one from the fleet over to custodial, which they've got a old white pickup right now that I wouldn't send to Lamisa and back. They would have something that they could go to Lamisa and back, they could go down to the field house and back, and then we could take that white pickup, put it with the mosquito fogger in it, and then that black thing that's out there, Mr. McLaren's going to get it for his
retirement.
But I just think at some point in time, we're going to have to start rolling one in. I mean, that was 2016 when we bought three. I think 22, we bought two, right? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those vehicles. Like, you know, Lord knows my wife's in vehicles with three times the mileage. But you know, we're sending them off to, you know.
You know, it might be help make a decision, like have a list of what we got and the mileage, and because I don't know, have any idea.
Yeah, so
what we have and don't have or anything.
So
like that.
Our three 2016s that are our fleet vehicles that our teachers take, whether they take them to Lubbock, whether they take kids to Ag, whether they take whatever, are all 2016s back to back to back VIN numbers. They all three came right off the assembly line together. They've all got right at 120,000. Some a little more, some a little less. I'm trying to even them all off this summer as close as I can get. They've all had the same problems when they have a problem. When a throttle body goes, just buy three, put it on all of them because it's going to have, you know, they're back to back to back. We haven't had a lot of issues. You know, we had one hit a hog that messed up the front end a little bit, and we got that back together. But, that's really with the superintendent and principal, if they're going to keep a car, that's really our fleet for the rest of the, you know. So the superintendent, your car right now has got right around 40,000. The principal car's got right around 30-something thousand. They're both 22 models. Mr. McLaren's has leather and stuff in it, which is super awesome when you get the kids in it. That cloth is miserable. But don't ask me how I know. But the principal one does have cloth in it. At the same time, I guess it depends on what the superintendent's wanting to drive. I know it comes in handy a lot of times when it goes out of town. Like, if it needs to pick up other stuff, the expeditions are awesome. You know, if we get to a situation where, you know, something for from Sam's or whatever for the school or something for the cafeteria, like, it's nice having the room. Versus a car or something.
When I first got here with that Crown Vic. And that
But I'm open. Like I say, I just wanted to discuss it. Like, that's my thought in my mind, to start rolling one in and rolling one, not rolling one down the road. Like, if it's still trustworthy as much as we're trusting, I mean, I'll send all three of those to Austin tomorrow and not lose sleep. But there's going to be that time. I mean, we're going to get to that point. So I just feel like if we roll one in, like, if we leave, even if we leave two in the budget for next year, if this Van Hool thing goes through, like, obviously that money's, you know, we've got that taken care of. But, and then keep the emergency money for the second one. Like, if something, you know, if we run into a bond, our van fleet, we got that tall one. It's a 22 model. We bought it with 12,000 miles, and it's, like, at 26,000 right now. Our other two vans, one's got 90 and one's got 70, and they haven't missed a lick. So I'm not worried on that end. Well, I'm just more worried, like, these 16 models, we're going to have I mean, there's not a lot of people driving cars in the 2016 era anymore. Like, they're driving nicer cars here. And I'm not saying that they need nice stuff. But at the same time, you get used to the backup cameras. You get used to the, and we're just in some plain Jane.
Yeah, there's a backup camera in the rearview mirror.
And they've served their purpose very well. And like I said, with them being able to roll, like, I'd like to roll that first one into the maintenance staff so that they've got something to run around in. And if they need to go to La Mesa in it, you're good. Like, we're not worried about, you know, is it going to make it back? And then roll some of those other vehicles through and get that black thing. I guess McLaren can have it if he, or whatever. He can bid on it. But, I mean, that one runs on three cylinders for the mosquito fogger and smokes more than the fogger does. So. Which is fine, but there's no AC in it. The windows don't work. Like, it's going to be, if we can take that white one that's trustworthy enough around here, have AC when we're fogging, like, I just think it makes sense going that route with another one. And maybe we look at it after that, like, how many miles are on them again now? I mean, and then it depends on who's going to have a vehicle, right? Like, who normally gets a vehicle? Obviously, the superintendent and principal are being replaced right now. Whoever gets a vehicle, what would be best for them? I mean, if something's different for them, we can roll those two expeditions in the fleet right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm open to suggestions on all that, too. I mean, I'm just thinking we're going to get to that point where all of a sudden we're going to have to buy three.
Yeah, we don't want to wait until we need all three of them.
Yeah. I'm trying to avoid that a little bit, you know, just keeping some stuff that's a little more fresh, especially for the longer trips. Like, when you're talking San Antonio, when you're talking Austin, when you're talking getting them gone that far, it's, if something gets stranded in Lubbock, like, I'll go get you. Like, well, we'll figure it out the next day, like, you know, but you get down into that situation and you start, well, it's going to cost you money because you're going to tow it or you're going to do whatever, you're going to rent a car or, like I say, we haven't had issues, but there'll be that day.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to roll them.
I mean, my wife's got one that's got close to 300,000 on it. But
are we stuck on Fords?
I'm not even stuck on Fords. No.
I mean, do we need to write it out and see what?
I like the Expedition from the standpoint of all our oils the same, all the filters are the same, servicing everything out the same, air filter, all that stuff. I'm not stuck on them though. Like, I'm 100%. Like, if we want to price out Suburbans, we want to price out, you know, Toyotas for that matter. Mercedes-Benz. I mean, whatever. But no, I understand. I mean, I'm not stuck on them. Like, I'll work on any of them, and they're all, it's all the same stuff. Like, wheel bearings and all that stuff, it's all coming from the same manufacturers. Like, it's not some crazy thing. We've had good luck with the EcoBoost. You know, you hear horror stories about all the brands, so.
You only hear the bad, though.
Yeah.
The complainers.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we can get prices like that, too. I mean, I'd be open to that. No big deal. I like the fact, like I said, that everything's the same oil filter, air filter. Like, stock a few of them. When it comes up on mileage, especially when it sneaks up on me, like someone put 1,500 miles on a ag run around all the way around Texas that I wasn't expecting, and it comes back in, like, just easy because I've got the, you can stalk that stuff and you're going to go through it enough that it's not going to get dirty back there. So that's why I say Expedition, but I'm good with either way, so, or whatever brand for that matter. We're running a lot of Chevrolet stuff. My work pickup's a Chevrolet, Evarista's a GMC, the ag pickup's a Chevrolet. And we haven't had anything crazy with that, so.
Cool.
That's what I'm kind of looking at as far as in the budget, and they'll vote on that budget sometime? Or
in August.
So that's where we put, I asked him to put for two Expeditions or Suburbans or whatever in there. So that's where I'm coming from on that. I even if we keep the half of it for an emergency situation, or if another something comes up, I'm cool with it. I was saying we need to start rolling one in. So I just wanted to get y'all on my, you know, let you know where I'm coming from on it. So
will that get this started with this action item here?
If y'all want to buy.
Well, what about?
Well, part of that action item.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
A part of that action item was me showing, well, there is room in the budget, right?
Right.
So if we want to get an expedition now, like, is now the time to do it before the budget's over and then leave it and not put enough for two next year? But now we've kind of rolled the Van Hool into that.
Right.
So that kind of changed where I was coming from on that.
Right, I got you.
Well, we put enough in the budget for next year for you to get, there's $200,000 in there to get two expeditions.
I mean, like I say, it's going to depend on what everyone wants to drive. It's going to get a vehicle too. I mean, I'm not saying let's just let them pick, but like if we don't need, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be a good thing to have a car or two around, like, for when they're just running one or two people to Lubbock.
When I go to the bank or.
Or which, you know, yeah. I'm not even saying that.
Well, like, we tried that one year and nobody wanted to take that car.
Yeah, and that could happen. I don't know. I mean, you know, with fuel costs, we all know what the mileage is going to, you know, break down at the end of the year.
I think being out here in the country, I think it needs to be a bigger vehicle just in case.
Yeah, I don't think it needs
water
to be
gets over the road bill. Somewhere, you know. Or get hit a hog. Yeah, hogs are a lot more damage to a car.
But my thought is, expedition. Don't roll a new one into the fleet for the standpoint of the kids don't need to be in the brand new one. Like, you know, it's not that
moving
it's
them down
it's
the
just,
line. Basically.
Yeah, moving them down the line. Mm-hmm. Where I mean, let's keep them as nice as we can until they get, you know, when they get to that point. And those ones are still nice. Like, you guys can go out and they're not perfect, but we keep them up, and the kids aren't. You know, they're not super nasty or anything like that. I'm not gonna say they're not nasty, but I mean, it's one of those deals. That was my thought on it. Like, if we start rolling them in that way, where administration's driving them when they're new, putting the first miles on it, you know, and going down, and start handing the other ones out the other side. So.
Sounds good.
Do we want him to get one with this year's money, or we want to save that for that Van Hool and just buy two expeditions or whatever out of next year's budget?
Because we're almost there anyway.
Yeah, we're almost there. I mean, it's not going to change anything.
I like buses first.
It's not going to change.
I like the buses first.
It's not going to change anything in our situation if we wait till the new budget to purchase that vehicle.
Yeah.
But I just want to let y'all know why I asked him for that budget because I want to roll one through, and then if it leaves the rest of the money, even, you know, if we decide midway through next year or something happens to one, or before the end of next year's budget we haven't used it and we want to buy another one and then not have one in the budget the next year, we can decide that. But I think just starting to roll one in at a time over time is going to be helpful.
Sounds good to me.
I think see about the bus first, and then
we'll
wait.
Because I mean, we did in 2016. We bought all three.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, well, they had to. They were back to back then. I don't know what got us to that point where we needed three at the same time.
That's what I was trying to.
Probably the same deal.
Probably
the same deal.
Didn't replace it. It was a good deal. That's what we did.
So I just wanted you all to know where I was coming from on that part of it. This is where. Like, I'm not saying we just need to replace all three of those.
Right.
Like,
right.
Obviously, they serve their purpose. Obviously, Lubbock came back, like, every day of the week, you know. Like, don't worry about it. It's just starting to worry me a little bit when they go.
Yeah. San Antonio and all.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing the legwork on the buses and the expedition. That's.
And like I said, we can get some prices, too. Like, if we want to check out this Van Hool thing first on this year's budget and then just say next year's budget, let's get some prices on Suburbans, let's price them versus the Expeditions, price them versus whatever, and get one of them early on to roll in. Like I said, that's how I would like to do it, is roll it into the administration and then roll theirs out into the fleet.
Mm-hmm. Good plan. I like that.
I like it.
Good.
Yeah, all right.
Good. What? Oh, every day.
Kill any snakes lately?
No, I ain't touching any snakes, but I will tell you, that next day there was a snake in the field house.
I heard a big old bull snake.
So I sent a text message to the right people and explained that I don't deal with snakes. And the snake got out.
I thought it was a rattlesnake when you sent that to me.
I wasn't getting close enough to find out.
We had one in our driveway yesterday.
Rattlesnake?
No, it was
bullsnake. Awesome. Okay, next is star results.
Thank you.
We'll have a paper that looks like this. time since I've done scarves, though. We did quite well. They have not come out with the region's data or the state's data yet, but I'm sure we're, as we always are, we're ahead of them.
Wow. Man.
Looks good.
We smoked it.
The,
this grade right here, don't we?
Last year, our math, there was, I think there was 12 or 13 that did not meet grade level, and this year was only 9.
Plenty good, though.
And then that seventh grade advanced, they took the eighth grade STAR test, and they all passed it. There were 7 of them that did that. The ones that, a lot of the ones that did not pass on the math and RLA and are those youngsters that need help. Mm-hmm. You know, they struggle during the year, but looking at it, they're just right there. They just need a little a more oomph and they'll get it done. So
it's great.
And as soon as I guess the region comes out and the state, Mr. Lowry will present those to you. I checked again today right before we, and they haven't come out with them yet. So, but our teachers did a great job. A lot of schools would kill to have these scores. So, one's right down the road from us. Next, the preliminary budget. Me and Ms. Barry went to the service center about a week or so ago and met with Laura. She's our budget guru person there, and we're fixing to have a new one. What's her name?
Holly
Johnson. Mm-hmm. First thing she told us was that I was kind of worried because, you know, I handed y'all those papers that had that $700 million, mm-hmm. you know,
difference.
Decline in Martin yeah. County. So I was kind of worried about that. But she told us that we were going to be able to pass a balanced budget and we would have.
Was that like
$600,000 surplus? And she also said that their estimated ending fund balance that they have is $19,925,454, so nearly $20 million in fund balance that we'll have. So we sit there and went over the budget and you know, put some money in it, you know, like for that, and took some money out that we didn't think we needed in that spot anymore, But I think after the smoke clears, I think we're still going to have about $500,000 surplus, and we will pass a balanced budget. So that's a good thing.
You bet.
So,
good deal.
Next is the AI policy. There is a paper that looks like, yeah, it looks like that. I don't know where mine is. But this is a Mr. Leonard could probably speak more about this. And this is something that we needed to do. Because of AI, they came up, they did a great job of getting this done. It's very lengthy, but I can understand why, because all the AI can do just about anything. I did.
So who wrote this? Who did this? AI?
No, Mr. Leonard and.
No, this was all Mr. Evans.
Okay, Mr. Evans. Mr. Evans did. So I did send this to TASB and asked them if we needed to put it in our policy book, and she sent me back an email. What did I do with it? Basically, saying, oh, here it is. She says. Said this does not go in board policy. It would be a regulation, and because it addresses both students and staff, I would recommend it be a separate document and then maybe make mention in it in both handbooks and point to where it can be found. So that's what I did. I put it in the employee handbook, the student handbook, and we'll have a spot on our website that refers to that where they can go and read that, this policy here about AI. So, but I was talking to Mr. Evans the other day about it, and I mean, I just don't, I mean, I don't know how teachers are gonna figure out if it's AI or not. I mean, it's gonna be, the stuff I've seen is pretty remarkable stuff.
They're gonna have to change the way they evaluate. So the way they cheat, that they teach is gonna change some, but the big thing is how they evaluate, especially with homework. Because even though we restrict what we do on our computers, even when they're at home, they've got iPads and phones, and they can, you know, they'll Google anything, plug it into AI and it'll answer it. There's no question about that. So the big shift is gonna be evaluation. Whether you do that a little bit at a time, whether you do that one-on-one, that's going to be the big shift. And we're, well, not me, but they will be talking about that during in-service this summer. Mr. Elizondo and Mr. Evans are both working on presenting that professional development and trying to coach. Because it's here, and it's not going away, so we need to learn how to use it and use it to our benefit. So, anyway.
Everybody's got the same exact answer.
Yeah. Well, I saw some stuff the other day. They were showing what, you know, they're doing AI on some video and stuff. And I thought, you know, it looked